If, as it seems, he doesn't have numbers in caucus, why would he be putting, why do you think he's putting himself up for this ballot on Monday?
Well, I don't think he's got anywhere else much to go, because having now resigned, I mean, he in effect sort of effectively called on the ballot, given that there, you know, there's been a lot of, I guess, you know, talk and media sort of discussions. But realistically, neither person had called on the ballot. And it was once he resigned as foreign minister, and he said he felt he was the only person to lead Australia who could beat Tony Abbott, then I don't think he had any other way of going. Perhaps he believes he has more numbers than other people seem to think, but I just think personally he'd backed himself into a corner.
Why do you think Julia Gillard has lost the popularity vote?
Her record's extraordinary.
Mm.
I don't know. Somehow or other, the winning the leadership from Kevin Rudd was portrayed in the media as, you know, sort of a coup. And while other people can do it, and male politicians have done it traditionally, I think as a woman, she was not able to do it. And while people lauded her performance in the House, she was seen as the best performer in the House by far. She, you know, was a politician as such. Somehow, the media refused to accept the final attribute for a politician and being able to become leader just wasn't hers. And she still went on. She went on to win the election. But I would say part of that may be is seen as the undermining that's continued since she got on, and her inability or her unwillingness to expose the real reason for why Kevin was defeated in the caucus.
One of the things we wondered was whether or not this would affect overall Labor's chances of winning at the next election, whether or not this really will, no matter where the numbers are at the moment, whether the Australian population is really going to be so completely fed up with the whole process.
I think it can. Look, I think it can, and I think people are very tired of politics and politicians and so on, and of course there's, and partly that, I mean, the irony of that is part of that has been brought about by the Abbott negativity, you know, in terms of everything about politics is becoming negative. But, I mean, I don't think it's terminal. I think, you know, 18 months is a long way out from elections. A lot can happen. And I guess it depends on what sort of policies are put in place and who wins and how well it goes. But I don't think, you know, kind of in the short term, it's very helpful to Labor's chances.